So what comes after Never Trump?
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for December 9th, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Standis.
Thank you, Janine Fadich, and thank you all for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. I almost forgot the name of the darn thing. Prickly City Podcast.
It's cold out there. You can have brain freeze.
It is very cold here right now. It's going to get colder and more and snowier. Yeah.
That's what they say.
You're the one who wanted to live in Chicago. I like the four seasons.
Right. I've always said that.
I like not to be able to feel
Californians
my face.
Love.
Oh, yeah. Winter. Southern California. Well, it's a novelty for you people.
I think after 7 years, it's not a novelty anymore.
Anyway, yeah. So it's cold here. Prickly City, it started on a Sunday with Winslow having a Winslow Christmas, and that's going to be a series of lighthearted Christmas antics.
On Sunday?
Every Sunday until Christmas.
Ah, there were a lot of comments on that. I didn't write
them
down because it was mostly very generic, but mostly about, wow, Santa's so white.
Oh, right. Because there was a controversy about the black Santa somewhere where the white suburbanites complained about him being black.
And, that came up with your strip?
You know, and the thing is, here's the drill is what I would tell those people and any people who have this kind of discussion is Santa Claus is made up.
Yes. He can be whatever color you want him to be.
He can. He can be Asian. He can be any number of hues. No, it shouldn't. You tell Santa he's a magic genie. You tell him stuff you want and he brings it.
Right.
Think this through, people. Don't save your outrage for something that's worth getting outraged about. Anyway, so the week talks about, and it's a follow-up to the previous week where Carmen is thinking about a question that was actually posed to me by Ted Rall, who's a good friend and a crazy lefty cartoonist. And he asked if the Trump, because I was such a never, and still am a never Trump guy, if the Trump campaign and transition team had called and asked if I would work in the White House, would I? And so that led into me to think long and hard about, wow, would I? Because it's the White House.
No.
But it would kill me to say no just because it's the White House. It's awesome.
And Carmen ended up saying no as well.
She did, because she has character. Anyway, so now they're
Nightgaunt 49 says, why not work at the White House? Give it some character and show that not everyone is like the slime he is letting into the government.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's also, the idea that you could fix it from the inside. You know, there's a million and one reasons to do it, but I just thought it was funnier. And, you, Janine, made me think last week when we were on the podcast talking about how I used to make there are more analogies and more metaphors than there are now. They literally work for the campaigns versus working for a metaphorical campaign. I'm thinking, yeah, I liked it better when it was more metaphorical. So going back towards that. So they're looking at a think tank, and it's, of course, run by Kevin, the Lost Bunny of the Apocalypse, the Apocalypse Pack, which I think is...
There was a lot of discussion as to... When you kind of mentioned the phone call, you didn't say who it was.
Oh, really?
That it was kind of, you'll never believe it, shocking. And then, so there was a lot of people guessing as to who it might be.
Oh, what'd they have?
Well, JI2M said a job offer from the stinker. He means Trump because you drew him as a skunk. Can't be Honey Bunny. She's irrelevant now. Cheapskate said, methinks it's Hillary Bunny. Gary Johnson is irrelevant now. Donald Skunk already offered her a job that she turned down. And let's face it, Hillary is the one everybody loves to hate, especially Scott. Of course, it might be Joe Biden who is suddenly talking about running, but these strips are too far in advance. I don't think Stannis has picked up on that yet.
I haven't, and that's so funny that you mentioned that Joe Biden is saying, I'm not ruling out running in 2020. And what's he going to be, like 97 then? I mean, seriously, he's old now.
Yeah, you'd think there'd be some other candidate, I'm sure, by then. It's a long time from now.
Yeah, you'd think some young folks.
If there's still a country left by then, right?
Well, there's that. There's that. I've just been such a downer to people lately talking about the future of the country. I hope to God I'm wrong. I truly do. But anyway, so were they surprised that it was Kevin?
Yes, Cheapskate continued the next day saying, I guess I called it yesterday, sort of. Hillary may be getting a rest, but it looks like we're in store for more Clinton bashing. Honestly, if we go back for more bunny strips, isn't Scott just killing a dead horse to death? At this point, Bill Clinton is just as irrelevant as Hillary is.
Can you kill
Why
a dead horse
Scott
to death?
Let it go. Yeah, it's already kind of dead.
Yeah.
But also, Kevin was not originally a Bill Clinton guy.
No, he's just crazy.
He kind of took that role a little because you made Honey Bunny
right.
Hillary. So he is not, this is not going to be like, let's talk about Bill Clinton all the time.
No, in fact, it's going to be talking about all the issues that are facing this country through the guise of an insane rodent. I mean, that's it. That's
all we have now.
That's all we have are insane rodents.
Well, James Maxwell said, and this is kind of, I'm not too sure what he means by this. He said, until they drive a stake in the heart of the Clintons, they will continue to rise and spew forth hatred, corruption, and death. I'm not sure if he says that they do, if he's being facetious, or if he's saying that, you know.
Well, they don't seem to ever.
Critics will keep spewing.
They don't
hatred.
Ever seem to go away in the fact that. The Clintons now seem to be involved in this recount and making the vote seem, not, what's the word I'm looking for? Not relevant, less relevant, but more, help me. You're just staring at me.
Oh.
Help me. This is a conversation.
I know, but I can't. I don't know what you mean.
Anyway, to diminish the vote and by that, and you have to wonder then if they're doing that, are they kind of positioning themselves to run in 4 years, in which case Hillary will be, again, 97, same as Joe Biden, or thereabouts. I could be wrong, but it's an estimate.
She could. How old is Chelsea now? She won't be 35 yet?
I don't think she'll be 30. Well, maybe.
She could be.
Yeah, well, there's that. Yeah, that's like, but so maybe that's his point. Maybe not. I don't know. It's still kind of a funny comment. Well, so we'll see where all this takes us. I'm working on some other stuff that's coming down the pipe that you guys will enjoy. I wanted to thank everyone here at WGN Plus. What are you doing?
One more comment that okay. I thought was pretty good because I think that Comics Boy...
You just made a very cute little hand gesture there. It's like...
Well, I think Comics Boy kind of hit the nail on the head here.
He says, let's hear it. Let's close with this.
Perhaps all Scott likes to draw are bunnies. Everything else is filler. Is that true? You really like bunnies?
You know, I don't. I never felt comfortable with the drawings of the bunnies. So I love drawing Winslow. Actually, he's my favorite. Of all the characters that I've drawn in the strip, that's the one I really enjoy. So now you know. It's a little insight into the mind that is Scott Stanis and Prickly City. Okay, any other comments you think we need to throw out before we wrap this up?
Well, Kyle of LaCalche said that the mango Mussolini will bring the apocalypse much quicker than the lost bunny.
Mango Mussolini.
He is orange, so.
Yeah, no, that's that. That who said that? What's his name?
Kyle of LaCalche.
Kyle, that's very funny. Thank you. That's a great way to end it. Hey, listen, I want to thank everyone here again at WGN Plus. I want to thank Joey, who is here. Thanks, Joey. He doesn't talk either, apparently. I guess producers here just don't show up on
podcasts. They're the silent, strong silent types.
Yeah, or they think we're just nuts. And anyway, so if you want to keep up, and if you're not already, go ahead and subscribe to this podcast at WGNplus.com or go to iTunes. And if you want to stay in touch, go to and just see what the heck Carmen and Winslow are up to. Go to gocomics.com/prickly city. And if you leave a comment there, we may read it on the podcast. Or you can actually email us directly at pricklycity@gmail.com. Again, thank you so much for listening to this week's edition. Janine, thank you.
You're welcome.
And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.